The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the crowds, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst. But I told you that although you have seen me, you do not believe. Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and I will not reject anyone who comes to me, because I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. And this is the will of the one who sent me, that I should not lose anything of what he gave me, but that I should raise it on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life, and I shall raise him on the last day." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, well, happy rainy morning to everybody. I've got a little something I'd like to do. I'd like to draw your attention on this rainy morning to a mystery of divine providence that unfolds for us in our first reading. In our first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, we hear a story about a terrible persecution that broke out in the church in Jerusalem. And they stoned poor Saint Stephen to death, and Christians lamented and bewailed as they buried his bones. And Saul, who would later become Saint Paul, entered into house after house and dragged out the men and women and handed them over to be imprisoned. And all the people in Jerusalem, they all fled for the hills. They all scattered all throughout the hillside in Judea and Samaria. And the thing I'd like to draw your attention to is that what appears to be a disaster is actually divine providence in disguise. Because no sooner had the people fled from Jerusalem and scattered to the hills, but the apostles followed soon after. And the gospel was proclaimed to people who had never heard it before. Had it not been for that persecution, all of those people would have remained complacently behind in Jerusalem. But as it is, you begin to see the mystery of our Lord's promise to his apostles begin to unfold. You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and even to the ends of the earth. And it leads to a very great mystery that you cannot ponder too much, namely, that even those who try to oppose God's will only help to bring God's will about. That's the way it's always been. That's the way it was in the Old Testament. You can think about the story of Pharaoh and how he oppressed the Israelite people in Egypt. Had it not been for the Pharaoh of Egypt and his mistreatment, there would never have been an Exodus. There would never have been a promised land. There would never have been a people of Israel. You can think about Pontius Pilate when Jesus was on trial for his life. Had it not been for the cowardice of the Roman procurator who shirked his responsibility as a minister of justice, there would never have been a saving death. There would never have been a redemption. There would never have been an Easter Sunday. You can look at Saul, right? Saul breathing murderous threats against the Christians. Had it not been for Saul colluding in the death of poor Saint Stephen, it would never have been instrumental to his conversion. He never would have become the great Saint Paul, who was the greatest evangelist who ever lived. You can't ponder this mystery too much. Even those who actively oppose God's will are actually instrumental in helping to bring God's will about. Please remember this. Human malice can't stop God's plans. Man just isn't that powerful. And the reason why I say this is because in this life, everybody has to carry a cross. And sometimes your cross will be natural, sometimes your cross will be circumstantial. But sometimes your cross will be the consequence of someone's deliberate malice. Very, very hard to bear unless you're sustained in hope. Unless you're sustained in hope of what God can do. I know a lot of people, they read the news, they get very angry. Local news, national news, church news, very, very angry. Just don't lose hope, please. Just don't lose hope. You know, St. Augustine once said that hope has two daughters. Very strange quote, but I love when you mull over it. It's really great. Hope has two daughters, he said. Their names are anger and courage. Anger at the way things are, and courage to make sure they do not remain as they are. No matter how bad things get, please don't overestimate the power of human malice. God always wins. One of my favorite stories from 2005, just after they'd elected Pope Benedict. And the day that Pope Benedict had been elected and he'd gone out to the crowds that were gathered in St. Peter's Square by the thousands and the tens of thousands, and he'd made his speech and everything was over and everyone was going back inside St. Peter's Basilica. And up there on the balcony of St. Peter's Basilica stood the late Cardinal Francis George, Archbishop of Chicago, standing there just mulling, looking out over the crowds in St. Peter's Square, just very pensively looking out over the crowds. And a news reporter came up to him afterwards and said, "You know, you've spent a long time looking out over the crowds in St. Peter's Square. May I ask, what were you thinking?" And he said, "I was thinking that on this very spot, 2,000 years ago, the enemies of God crucified St. Peter, and now we just elected St. Peter's successor. And where are their successors? Those who tried to stop God's will only help serve to bring it about. What you see in the first reading is just as true today. Jesus says, 'This is the will of my heavenly Father, that I would lose nothing of what he's given me.' And he will lose nothing of what God has given to him. Let's learn, even in the midst of our crazy and confused and often irritating, angry world, let's learn to see with God's sight, because that will help you to dispel anxiety with an unconquerable hope. Amen."